Welcome. I've told you many times about my friend Josh, and if you happen to be receiving this on the day I sent it, that's Wednesday, May 6th, today we're having a celebration of healing for Josh, and the link is in the email accompanying this meditation. And if you're listening on another day, don't worry about it. So since I sent out the invitation to this celebration of healing last week, a lot has changed in my life. I told you about what's going on with my daughter. And I said to Josh, you got to let someone else run this celebration of healing. I've just got too much on my plate right now. And Josh said, David, don't you get it? This is as much about you and your daughter as it is about me. And at first, I did not want to hear that. So many people over the past few days have reached out and they said, we're praying for you. I didn't like that. I don't want my daughter to be the subject of someone's prayers. I feel like that should be for someone else. So many people have said to me, oh, we're so sorry. We're so sad. That's not how we feel. We feel mostly positive and grateful, surrounded by a lot of love, lucky that we're on this healing path forward. So I reached out to my rabbi and I said, how do I respond? What do I say to people who keep sending me their sorries and they're sad? And he said, they don't mean badly by that. It's just that people don't always know what to say in these kind of moments. And then I asked the rabbi, well, what do I say when people tell me they want to pray for me, pray for my daughter? And he said something really interesting. He said, ask them not to pray for you, but to pray with you. And I love that. So I got back to Josh and said, okay, I'm in for the celebration of healing. And I hope you will join us, or if the date's already passed, I'll send you the video. And this celebration of healing is about bringing the light and the love, not just for Josh or my daughter, but everyone who could use unrelenting positivity and health and strength and love. So I was in the hospital today visiting my daughter, and you never know now that she's on chemo if you're going to get her beautiful smile or you're going to get the exhausted kid on chemo look. And I walk in the hospital room and she's smiling at me, and there's nothing more that I will ever need again in my life than to see my child smile. I mean, that's everything. And over the past few days, I've spoken to so many fathers who have been through this with their own child. And I think the best advice I heard from one of these fathers, just get to the smile. Get to the smile. And why do we let so much stand between us and the smile? Why is that formula so complicated? Something else I heard from father after father, you gotta take it one moment at a time. There's just so much that you're navigating, so much you're taking in, so many test results. You get good news on one test. There are three more tests you're waiting on. It's a gauntlet, and it can really wear on your nerves. Just gotta take it one moment at a time. If I can find something to be happy about today, I'm gonna be happy about that today. Get to the smile. Why do we let so much stand between us and the smile? Why should that formula be so complicated? Question for you. How is your formula overly complicated? What can you clear from your happiness equation right now so that you can better take in this moment? My friend Ian was sitting and talking to me last night, and he said that I was always really good at telling other people's stories, but now I've got my own story to tell. Well, it's my daughter's story. Her name's Cooper, but now we call her Super Cooper. So come on, let's do this. Get to the smile. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Take a deep breath. Let's complete the circle. You have everything you need to fully capture and savor and live this moment. Maybe not 10 moments in the future. I'm not talking about tomorrow. This moment. Our centering thought. This moment. This breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. This moment, this breath. If your attention wandered, this moment, this breath. coming back to the moment. Just to keep it really simple today, get to the smile. Get to the smile. Peace.